Last night in the city of Carson, California, about 15 or so miles south of Marketplace World headquarters here in downtown L.A., something happened that might, just might, change the face of the most profitable sports league in the country. The city council down in Carson approved a $1.7 billion football stadium to be shared someday by the present-day Oakland Raiders and San Diego Chargers. The fans in the room, as they say, went wild. L.A. Raiders, L.A. Chargers, if you couldn't tell what they are saying. This is, in point of fact, the second NFL stadium in Southern California to get the green light in as many months. The city of Inglewood approved a stadium for the St. Louis Rams back in February, and today a group of NFL owners in New York are going to get their first look at architectural drawings for both of those projects. Three teams possibly interested in coming to L.A. is three more teams than the city has had in 21 long, long years. But business-wise, maybe they really shouldn't bother. From KPCC, Ben Bergman explains why that is.
Almost 4 million people live in L.A., compared to 1.3 million in San Diego or 300,000 in St. Louis. But the thing is, in the NFL, bigger is not necessarily better. Just ask Green Bay.
Play. Rodgers is going to go to the end zone. He's got a touchdown. Randall Cobb.
Forbes ranks the Packers as the 13th most valuable NFL franchise, even though they play in the tiniest market. Victor Matheson is a sports economist at College of the Holy Cross.
It's actually surprisingly profitable to host an NFL team in small cities.
Because the NFL's, well, socialism makes it very different from other leagues.
Most of the revenue streams that an NFL team gets are shared equally among all teams in the league.
So tickets, the visiting team gets a 40% cut, merchandise sales all pooled, and the $6 billion a year money printing machine that is the NFL on TV, doesn't matter if you're in Jacksonville or New York, you get the same cut. Neil DeMoss edits the sports business site Field of Schemes.
In other sports, you go to a major market and you get untold cable riches, right, from having a local cable deal. And that's just not an issue in the NFL.
What is a big issue is public financing, which smaller markets tend to be more generous with. Politicians in San Diego and Oakland are scrambling to come up with plans to keep the Chargers and Raiders in town. And in Missouri, the governor has proposed extending state and local bonds to provide hundreds of millions in financing to keep the St. Louis Rams from returning to L.A.
If Missouri comes up and says, hey, we'll kick in half the cost, that's going to look awfully tempting.
L.A. isn't offering public financing, which helps explain why an NFL team hasn't played here for two decades. In the case of Rams owner Stan Kroenke, whose stadium proposal is the farthest along, moving west could get very expensive. The financing details are murky, but DeMoss says it's hard to imagine a scenario where Kroenke would be spending much less than $1 billion out of pocket. And that's not even including a relocation fee the NFL charges, which could tack on another billion.
I'm not saying Kroenke is absolutely bluffing, but whenever any owner in the NFL says, I'm going to move to LA and I don't care if I have to spend my own money, it's safer to assume bluff until proven otherwise.
So why would any NFL owner want to come to LA then? We do have nice weather, but more importantly, premium seats and luxury boxes. That money is exempt from revenue sharing, and owners use it to finance their stadiums. And there, L.A. does have a big advantage, says Scott Spencer, president of the Sweet Experience Group, a luxury box reseller.
Individuals, especially in Hollywood, they want to be in the in spots, and so they're also going to want to be in suites at an NFL venue. And in St. Louis, it's just a little bit of a different mindset. And frankly, the businesses that are there just don't have the funds to spend on the expense of luxury suites.
Scott says that means the Rams could double the price of each luxury box if they were in L.A. and have twice as many boxes. He says having a nice stadium is important for keeping suites full. But the most important thing, winning. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.